Conversation with a Character. Characters. Ron, a character created by the author Ken. His age seems indeterminate because he has been depicted as a boy and a man. He is currently in his mid-30s. Ken, he is the author who created Ron and Robin and Marjorie. Robin, a female character who was also created by Ken. She was a one-time lover of Ron. Marjorie, a character who is Ron's mother. Setting: a full moon with scattered clouds in the middle of winter. Windows that look upon a frozen lake. An exposed beam cathedral ceiling. A pellet stove and a dormant fireplace. Wood everywhere. Paintings on the walls of women's faces, and jazz, and modern rooms, and a flapper or two. The desk isn't really a desk at all. It's a hospital serving arm stretched across the front of a fan-backed chair in the Chippendale style, mahogany and claw feet. A large screen TV, 60 inches of LCD, with Infinity speakers able to blast with volume and accuracy. The middle of the night. Moonlight reflecting solar lights on a frozen, icy lawn where ice and snow offer warmth and protection, and a fire seems absurd. Ron. Okay, now what? I'm here. Ken, I'm not sure what to do. Ron, that's not my problem. Ken, I know. Ron, so? Ron, what am I doing here? Ken, I sense an amount of hostility in the way that you ask. Ron, so what? Ken, couldn't you tone it down some? Ron, so I'd be more like you? Isn't that the whole point? To make me more like you? Ken, not entirely. Ron, yeah, bullshit. Isn't that what Dad said? Ken, don't do that. Ron, why not? Ken, I can send you away. Ron, we both know that's not true. Not anymore. Ken, I don't know what to do. Ron, why? Ken, there are things that I can't write about. Ron, so what? There have always been things you didn't write about. Ken, some people have suggested that I give too much information. Ron, but they don't know you the way that I do. Ken, do you think I'm narcissistic? Ron, isn't my existence a testament to that? Ken, maybe. Ron, haven't there always been things that you haven't written about? Ken, what do you mean? Ron, where's Gary? Where's Howard? Ken winces. Ron, you left them out with no difficulty. Ken, I know. Ron, where's Terry? Where's Bobby? Ken, they're there, sort of. Ron, so they represented that minuscule aspect of your life. That's what you were saying. I never get to be with either of them, you asshole. Ken, you finished? Ron, no, I haven't even started yet. I didn't ask to be here. Ken, but you wanted to be, didn't you? Ron, you don't realize how lucky you are. Ken, why say that? Ron, you have the freedom to be an atheist. I don't get to doubt the existence of my creator. Ken, Silence. Ron. I just get to see what a self-absorbed fuck he is. Ken. That's really what you think of me? No, it isn't. You know better. I needed to understand. Ron. At any cost, right? Nothing was more important than you knowing. Has it helped? Has it changed anything? Ken. It did help. It wasn't all empty knowledge. Ron. Clever phrase. If only you'd understood the empty part. But all you saw was knowledge, and that attraction was just too much, wasn't it? Ken. What do you want from me? Ron. You summoned me. Ken. To find out what you want. Ron. I want to be free of you. Ken. You can't exist without me. Ron. Are you sure? Or would that be just a little too much to bear? Ken. Your freedom? Ron. You kept me locked into your past like a prisoner. You didn't correct people when they said I was you. Ken. There weren't that many that cared. Ron, that's your fault, your responsibility. Didn't I dance the tune that you played? Aren't you the grand composer? Ken, would you rather I hadn't composed anything? Ron, sometimes. Ken, not unlike a child saying that he did not ask to be born. Ron, not at all like that. A child will learn to breathe on its own. He isn't constantly reminded that every breath was one that was taken before. Eventually, he will have his own breaths, his own thoughts, and loves. I don't get to do that, do I? Ken. But hasn't it been fun to be alive? Ron. Yes, and you made that happen. I won't deny it. But I'm lonely. None of them want to be around me. If you drag Robin out again, she may slit my throat before you can stop her. Warren won't even read me anymore. Hank has been gone a really long time. Quimpy says you betrayed him. Loreen won't even take your calls. Celeste doesn't ever really want to see me again, because she's afraid of what I might do. Ken. There are readers. Ron. Are there more readers or people that you have lost in your life because of what you have written? Ken. I was looking for something. Ron. You were dreaming of fame. Ken. Sometimes I was. You're right. I stopped doing that. Ron. No, you didn't. You can tell other people that, but I'm in your mind. I know what you wish for. Ken. That happens. I know it does. So what? You want it to be the best thing that you've ever written every time you sit down to write. What's wrong with that? Ron. I want you to do something for me. Ken, and what's that? Bring them all here. Ask your questions, and then let us all go. Ken, why would I do that? Ron, you're intrigued. Ken, I'm not sure that I can do that, that I want to do that. Ron, you owe it to me. Ken, just you? Wouldn't that make you just like me? Ron, wasn't that the whole fucking point? Ken, okay, who would you like to see first? Ron, Warren, of course. Wasn't he the first? Ken, yes, began with him. He touched me. Ron, and a happy day that was for him, I'm sure. Ken, I can't just summon him. Ron, why not? Ken, sometimes he says no. Sometimes they all do. Ron, so you admit it. We have a life outside of you. Ken, no. Sometimes you prefer oblivion. Ron, oblivion and being free from you aren't the same. Ken, how could that possibly be? Ron, once you have breathed life into something, does it still belong to you? Ken, I don't know. Ron, you're afraid to know. Ken, I'm not. Ron, call him here. Ken, I don't know how. Ron, some fucking artist you are. Don't you ever feel, maybe sometimes late at night, that wanting isn't enough? That wishing is sterile? Ken, I can bring others. Ron, who? Ken, Marjorie. Ron winces. No. Ken, what's the matter? Want me to take the heat while it's cool for you? Ron, why would you drag her back? Haven't you done enough? Ken, I thought what I did was right. Ron, really? How's that worked out for you? Marjorie, what is it, Ronald? Marjorie enters in silver blue with traces of lavender. Ken, silent and dumbfounded. Ron, agape. Marjorie moves forward. What did you need to know? Ron smiles. Just wanted to feel you again. Marjorie turns. Kenneth, why? Ken, did I cause your death? Marjorie, maybe a little, but so what? Ken, I have trouble living with that. Marjorie, why? Because you can fix anything? You can't fix you and Ron. Ken, is he like another son? Marjorie, no. He is like what you wished you were, only you don't ever see how good you actually are and try to create something better. Ken, do you like him? Marjorie, do you? Ken, yes, I love him. Ron, you both know I'm right here, right?